This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Most believers have a favorite passage of Scripture, but do you have a favorite word? Is it love? Grace? Patience? Joy? Other than Jesus, my favorite word is loving kindness. In the New Testament, it's translated mercy, but in the Old Testament, it's that Hebrew word chesed. It's the term that describes God's covenant loyalty. That what God promises, He performs. That we have a God who keeps His word. The setting's a story of a man who most would say he was better off dead, but because Mephibosheth's nurse rescued him from the field of battle, David had an opportunity to allow God to demonstrate God's loving kindness through him to a man that most kings would have killed. In appreciating the fact that God's promises are both yea and amen, and that believers should be like Jesus and keep our word as well, David, in Psalm 9, verses 1 through 3, said these words, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I might show him covenant loyalty, loving kindness, that I might keep my word for my friend Jonathan's sake? Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I might demonstrate or show the loving kindness of God unto him?" And a man named Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan has yet a son who is lame in both his feet." And David said to that son Mephibosheth, "Fear not, I have found you, and I will surely show you loving kindness. I will keep my word for Jonathan your father's sake, and I will restore you all the land of Saul your father, and you will eat bread at my table continually." And because of God's loving kindness, isn't that what He's done for us? He's demonstrated the grace of His love on our behalf because of Jesus Christ. In need of grace, Jesus came to help us. At a time when we were hopeless and could not respond on our own and had no power to do so. At a time when we are spiritually lame, God seats us at the king's table and covered with a tablecloth with our feet behind it. Nobody knows we're lame. Now, this term loving kindness was used 248 times in 241 verses in the Old Testament of Scripture. It was first used in Genesis 19:19, where the Lord magnified His mercy toward Lot and saved his life. The term was used in Genesis 39, verse 21, where the Lord was with Joseph and showed him loving kindness and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. It was used in Exodus 15:13 on the Exodus journey, and Exodus 34, verse 6, when the Lord passed by Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in loving kindness, has taken care of His own." The term was used in the classic passage of Psalm 23, verse 6. "Surely goodness and loving kindness, the fact that God keeps His word, will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in loving kindness." Psalm 103 and verse 8. "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward them who fear Him." Psalm 103. The term loving kindness is used often. "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of loving kindness. A godly mom will keep her word." Proverbs 31, verse 26. "For the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness, the fact that I have covenant loyalty, that what I promise I'll perform, the fact that I keep my word, because of that I have drawn you, Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Who is a God like unto you, who pardons iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retains not his anger forever. For even though we've sinned, Micah 7, verse 18, God delights in loving kindness. And then there's these words in Lamentations 3, in verses 22 and 23. It's of the Lord's loving kindness that we're not consumed. His compassions fail not. His faithfulness is fresh every morning. When a neighborhood man put up this sign, puppies for sale, a little boy approached and said, "Please, mister, I'd like to buy a puppy if they don't cost too much." "Well, son," the man said, "they're $25 each." The boy was crushed. He didn't have that much money, and he didn't have any way to get that much money. And so with his big, sad eyes, that little boy looked at that man who was selling the puppies, and that little boy said, "I'm sorry, sir, but all I have is $2.05. Could I see your puppies anyway?" The little boy's eyes danced as the owner brought out five little balls of fluff. Noticing one particular little puppy, that little boy said, "Mister, it looks as if one of those puppies has a crippled leg." "Yes, she does," said the owner. "That puppy is crippled and lame for life." The boy said, "Well, that's the puppy I want. Could I please pay for her a little at a time?" The owner looked at that boy and said, "But son, she will never get better. She'll always have a limp." The little boy smiled bravely and pulled up his own little pant leg, braving a smile and revealing a metal brace on one of his legs. That little boy, a modern Mephibosheth, said, "Mister, I don't walk good either." And looking at that puppy sympathetically, he added, "I guess she'll need a lot of help and love. I know I do. It's not easy being lame." And sensing the heart of that little boy extended in love toward that puppy, the owner said to that boy with the disabled legs, "Son, forget about the money. Take her. I know that you will give her a good and loving home." Just as David did with Mephibosheth, Jesus does with us. Thank God we have a Savior who knows and loves and cares, who feels and understands. Praise God that there's a man in heaven today, a descendant of David, who sympathizes with our needs and extends his nail-scarred hands to us because of his loving kindness, because of the fact that he is a God who always keeps his word.